results of the latest edition of the Blair Center Clinton School poll are announced today. A panel discussion about the poll began at noon in Little Rock at the Clinton School of Public Service. It's a national poll and is a collaboration between the Diane D. Blair Center of Southern Politics and Society at the University of Arkansas and the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service in Little Rock. This year's poll asked more than 3,000 respondents about the 2012 presidential election, Hillary Clinton's potential as a candidate for the presidency in 2016, student loan debt, and gender issues. Last week, before the full poll results were released, two of the researchers associated with the project came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Pearl Ford Dow and Rafael Jimeno are assistant professors of political science at the University of Arkansas. I asked them about some of the poll's findings.
Well, when we look at how gender discrimination persists, when we look at men from the ages of 18 to 19, about 25% still hold negative attitudes towards women in comparison to 25% of men over 60. And so that's significant because the assumption is that younger people with this, you know, with our community now where people are more engaged, more interactive, communities are more integrated in various ways, you would assume that young men would not have negative attitudes. So we see that is that this age gap is not there as much as we thought it would be. So that was somewhat significant. Also, what we've also found was that educational attainment does seem to be related to the attitudes, and which is somewhat inconsistent with what we know about the research about the fact that or idea that someone, if they're more educated, they're more exposed, they're less likely to hold negative attitudes towards various groups. And so we saw that as well.
You know, one interesting qualifier to follow up on what Pearl just said is that you actually see a spike in these sexist attitudes for people who have some college education. And again, we have to keep investigating the relationships between these variables. But our guess is that this is a function of labor market competition. But Pearl is absolutely right. The minute you start looking then at people who actually finished college and have a degree, sexist attitudes drop significantly. Mm-hmm. So there is this really interesting relationship between level of education and sexism.
What else did you find that? Because that's quite interesting. I was with you, Pearl. I would assume that the younger respondents are, the less likely they are to have.
And I think Rafael makes a great point about the competition, because what we know is that persons that are lower income or have lower levels of education and even younger, they're competing for lower paid types of jobs, which men and women are both doing. And so there's a greater sense of competition that they're probably sensing with women. And even if we look at the recession and how the recession has the process of the recession recovery, where we see women actually being a little more successful in acquiring jobs and maintaining jobs, where men lost a lot of jobs early on, such as in construction, and now those men are now trying to find jobs in which they're competing with women. So I think the labor competition is probably really what is really driving this. As far as how women perceive sexism, we did find that many women, most women, they do interpret innocent remarks as being sexist. So jokes and comments and whistles and even things of compliments sometimes, you know, women still perceive as sexist. And in many cases, particularly if they are in the workplace, they are inappropriate. And so women are still responding to the fact that those things are still happening to them. Also, we found that women, when they are losing to men in a sense of fair competition, that we see that they are complaining about discrimination. So women are conscious of discrimination in the workplace. And so even though we don't talk about it a lot culturally anymore, you know, we don't talk about sexual harassment anymore because it's assumed that it doesn't really happen anymore because all the laws that are in place and, you know, following the Clarence Thomas issue. But women are still cognizant of the fact of the disparities that are happening with hiring and with wages.
Any questions asked about the likelihood of voters being, I mean, because we're talking about 40 years ago was when Diane Blair did her study. I would assume, and you should never assume, but I would assume that attitudes toward people who would be willing to vote for a woman have changed. Any questions about that?
Oh, yeah. The one thing that we were really excited about, I mean, this is something that we came up with when we were designing the survey, of course, with Angie Maxwell and Todd Shields. We came up with this question to see how many people would support Hillary Clinton's presidency bid, if it ever comes to that, against specific candidates. So we included Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, and, I mean, no surprise, you see it all over the news that she's one of the most popular politicians currently. And our results show that she would beat all of these candidates in hypothetical matchups in 2016. Some differences between men and women. Obviously, women are more likely to support Hillary Clinton against all these candidates than men are. But the support from men is still above 50% for her, with only slight variations depending on the candidate, whether it's Rubio or Christie, and slight variations depending on race, whether you're talking about all respondents or specifically Latinos or specifically African Americans. Really interesting stuff.
And also, we looked at this regionally as well. And so Clinton's support in the South drops a little bit. And so respondents outside.
But she's a Democrat, and, yeah. And you would expect that any Democrats support in the South would be a little bit less.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
And so her response, well, the support for her outside of the South was between 66% and 69%. And if we look at in the South, it hovers around 64%. And then when we add racial demographics and look at head-to-head matches, what we found was that African-American men were least supportive of her if she was to run against Chris Christie, which was very interesting. So that would be very important if she does run, and Christie or someone who African-American men may be a little more favorable to, because that may have a role in turnout, which could be very important for her if she decides to run.
I know you try not to make assumptions, but as the numbers are compiling, are you ever surprised? You go, huh, that's not really the way I thought it would turn out?
The one thing I will say was kind of surprising is we noticed gender gaps, you know, mm-hmm. perceptions between men and women in almost everything, including support for Hillary Clinton, you know. But the one thing that was surprising was there was no gender gap for the Latino community, or a relatively tiny one of 2% or less, mm-hmm. Meaning that both men and women in the Latino community tended to express similar opinions or tended to support Hillary Clinton at similar levels, which is not exactly the way it happens in other communities. And it seems like the impact of ethnicity in this case is similar to the impact of party, where it's a homogenizing force. So there's obviously less gender gap amongst Democrats, right, in their support of Hillary Clinton, because you're a Democrat, you're going right. to support the Democratic nominee, than there is amongst Republicans. For Republicans, there's a much bigger gender gap. So, you know, looking at what could be causing this, what could make it so that Latinos and Latinas both express similar preferences for this candidate, you know, the only thing that comes to mind is the importance of the Clinton brand. I mean, there's been a lot written about the fact that under President Clinton's administration, thousands of Latinos moved into the middle class. And so the Clinton name is associated with an era of prosperity that was really beneficial for the community. And so I think Hillary Clinton benefits from that. And so gender differences kind of disappear in light of the impact that the Clinton name has for the community.
Rafael Jimeno and Pearl Ford Dow are assistant professors of political science at the University of Arkansas and two of the researchers who worked on the Blair Clinton School poll. They discussed the poll's results in Little Rock today, along with Todd Shields, director of the Blair Center and professor of political science, and Angie Maxwell, assistant professor of political science. Kyle's conversation with Pearl and Rafael took place last week before the full results of the poll had been released.